Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Yudbet. This Perek will be a summary of Bnei Israel's conquests. Now, what's interesting is for the first several Pesukim, we'll see a recap of Moshe's conquests on the eastern side of the Jordan. Then we'll move to Yehoshua's conquests on the western side of the Jordan. And finally, we'll end off the Perek with a list of 31 kings that Yehoshua beat. I highly advise for this Perek to follow along on a map. Da'at Mikra has a map on page 97, Sadik Zayin. And here's a quick introduction. Again, it'll really help to follow along the map or a map of the eastern side of the Jordan River. There are five important rivers on the eastern side of the Jordan that we need to identify. Starting from the south, at the southern tip of Yam HaMelach flows Wadi Al-Hasa. Right? Most people understand this, a lot of people understand this to be Nahal Zered. It's also referred to in Arabic as Wadi Zered. So this is the first river right at the south of Yam HaMelach. We move a little further up north, in the middle of Yam HaMelach flows Nahal Arnon. Nahal Arnon, this ends up being the northern border of Moab. That's the second river. If we move further up north, at the northern end of Yam HaMelach flows Nahal Heshbon. This is right near the capital city of Sihon, Melech Heshbon. If we move further north, about a third of the way up the Yarden flows Nahal Yabok, Yabok River. And if we move further north, just south of the Kinneret is Nahal HaYarmuch. So those are the five rivers, and with those we'll help identify which nations were situated in which territories. So from the south, below Nahal Arnon, was the king of Moab. Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to fight them. If we move further north, from Nahal Arnon up until Nahal Yabok, belonged to Sichon, Melech HaEmori, Melech Hashbon, whose capital was Hashbon. And on the west, on the bank of the Jordan, the northern border extended further. It ended all the way up, went all the way up to the Yarmuch and the Kinneret. So the northernmost border for Sihon, Melech Hashbon, on the eastern side went all the way up to the Yabok, and on the west it went even further, nearly up to the Kinneret. East of Sihon, below the Nahal Yabok, belonged to Ammon, whose land we were also commanded not to touch. And the eastern mountainous territory north of Nahal Yabok belonged to Og Melech HaBashan, as well as all the territory from Nahal Yarmuch and northward. So all the north belonged to Og Melech HaBashan, under him belonged to Sihon Melech HaEmori, east of Sihon belonged to Melech Ammon, and south of Ammon and Sihon belonged to Moab. So as we saw in Sefer Devarim in Perek Gimel, Bnei Israel entered this territory on the eastern side of the Jordan from the south. All the way in the south, south of Nahal Zered, was Edom, who didn't let Bnei Israel pass. Bnei Israel circled around them and headed north until they hit Moab. So now Moab is west of Bnei Israel. Hashem said their land is not to be touched. North of Bnei Israel was Ammon, who Hashem also said their land is not to be touched. Both Ammon and Moab were descendants of Lot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their territories. Northwest of Bnei Israel was Sihon Melech Heshbon HaEmori. Bnei Israel asked to pass through his land, to which Sihon replied, no, and actually came out to fight Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel conquered his land. Then Og Melech HaBashan, even further north, came down to fight, and Bnei Israel took over his land as well. So to sum up Bnei Israel's conquests, the territories of Sihon Melech HaEmori and Og Melech HaBashan were conquered and later given by Moshe to the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and Hatzi Menashe. Ammon and Moab, Bnei Israel, did not fight. So that was a quick 3-minute geography and the history of the battles in Sefer Bemidbar and Devarim. Now we'll go on to Pasuk Aleph. Ve'ele malche ha'aretz asher iku v'nei Yisrael v'yireshu et arsam be'ever ha'yarden mizreha ha'shamesh minahal arnon ad har hermon v'chol ha'arava mizreha. And these were the kings of the land who b'nei Yisrael smote, they defeated them and took over their land. They took possession of the land on their eastern side of the Jordan from Nahal Arnon. Right? Again, this is the river flowing in the midpoint of Yam HaMelech, all the way up to Har Hermon in the north, and the entire bank of the Jordan on the west. Meaning over here is Arava Mizraha, the eastern side of the Jordan, which is their furthest western territory they have right now. Again, right now is referring to the conquest of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're recapping Moshe's conquest on the eastern side of the Jordan. Sihon melech ha'emuri ha'yoshev b'hashbon. Moshe me'aro'er ashe al-sefa nahal anon v'toch ha'nahal v'hatzi ha'gil'ad v'ad yabok ha'nahal gevul b'nei Amon v'ha'arava ad yam kinrot mizraha v'ad yam ha'arava yam ha'melech mizraha derech bet ha'yishimot u'miteman tahat ashdot ha'pisga. Are these two pesukim? It's giving the borders, the land of Sihon, Melech Heshbon. So Sihon, the king of Heshbon, king of Emori, who was situated in Heshbon, who lived in Heshbon. Heshbon was the capital of Sihon. It's known today as Tel Hisban. He ruled from Aroer, in the southeast, on the bank of Nahal Arnon, v'toch ha'nahal, also there was a city, meaning there was a city inside the wadi, v'hatzi ha'gil'ad, half of the Gil'ad, this is the southern half of the Gil'ad, this half stretched from Nahal Arnon until Nahal Yabok, north of Nahal Yabok was the other half of the Gil'ad, v'ad Yabok ha'nahal, right, this is the northernmost border on the east. Nahal Yabok was split. It split southward a little. You could see on the map it heads down, it flows from east to west, and then it splits south. East of that split is the nation of Ammon. So their northeastern border went as high as Nahal Yabok, and the border on the west stretched even further north, as we'll see in this next pasuk. Ha'arava, the entire land of the Jordan, stretched right from Ad Yam Kinrot Mizraha, ve'ad Yam Ha'arava Yam HaMelech Mizraha Derech Beit HaShemot. So, meaning it stretched from Yam Kinrot Mizraha, the southern tip of the Kinneret, the eastern side of the Kinneret, all the way until south, until Yam HaMelech, which is also referred to as Yam Ha'arava, as it's surrounded by Aravot, willows from all ends. This path from the north, by Yam Kinneret, all the way down to the Yam HaMelech, was the way towards Beit HaShemot, a land, the city in Moab's territory in the south. Umiteman, and on the south, at the foot, or at the slopes of the Pisgah. Again, it's laying out the southernmost boundary of Sihon Melech HaEmori. Now moving on to the second king Bnei Yisrael conquered. That's Og Melech HaBashan. Ugvul Og Melech HaBashan miyeter harefaim hayoshev be'ashtarot uve'edra'i. And the borders of Og Melech HaBashan, who was left over from the Refaim. This is a tribe of Anakim. He lived in Ashtarot and Edra'i. There were two capital cities, Ashtarot and Edrei. Ashtarot, we had mentioned by Abraham Avinu, we mentioned Ashtarot Karnaim. It's also the city of the Rephaim, mentioned over there. Most people identify Ashtarot as Ashtara, about 20 miles east of Ein Gev. And Edrei is known today as Dara. Those were his two capital cities. And now for the borders. ומושל בהר חרמון ובסלחה ובכל הבשן על גבול הגשורי והמאחתי וחצי הגלעד גבול סיחון מלך חשבון. And he ruled in the mountain of Hermon. That's as far northwest as he went. And Salcha, this is the southeast. Rabbi Ishtori HaParchi, Baal Kaftor HaFerach, identified this as Salchad. Today it's a Druze town. Ad Gevul HaGeshuri VeHaMa'achati, until the border of Geshuri and Ma'achati, these nations or tribes. V'Hatzi HaGilad, and half of the Gilad, again, this is the other half of the Gilad, this is the northern half of the Gilad, until the border on the of Sihon in the south. Gevul Sihon Melech Heshbon. And now for what Moshe did. Moshe, Eved Adonai, Uvnei Yisrael, Hikum. Vayitenah Moshe, Eved Adonai, Yerusha, Laruveni, Velagadi, Velachasi, Shevet HaMnasheh. And Moshe, the servant of Hashem, and Bnei Yisrael, beat them, defeated them, and he gave it. Moshe, the servant of Hashem, gave it as an inheritance to these two and a half tribes, Reuven, Gad, and half of the tribe of Menashe. Reuven got the southern part of Sihon's territory. Gad received the northern part of Sihon's territory, which is the southern Gilad. And half of Menashe received all of the northern Gilad and all of Og Melech HaBashan's territory, an enormous amount of land. Now that we finish revisiting the conquest of Moshe, we'll go on to sum up the conquests of Yehoshua. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'ele malchei ha'aretz asherika Yehoshua u'bnei Yisrael be'ever ha'yarden yama mi'ba'al gad bevigat ha'levanon ve'ad ha'har ha'alak ha'oleh se'ira v'yitena Yehoshua l'shevtei Yisrael Yerusha kemachlekotam. And these are the kings of the land that Yehoshua smote and Bnei Yisrael on the western side of the Jordan, from Baal Gad all the way in the north until Hahare Halak, the smooth mountain ascending towards Seir, right? This is all the way in the south. And Yehoshua gave this land to Yisrael as inheritance according to their divisions. And where were these places? The next pasuk, Bahar, Uba Shefela, Uba Arava, Uba Ashedot, Uba Midbar, Uba Negev, Hachiti, Haemuri, Vekinani, Haprizi, Hachivi, Vaivusi. The mountainous region, the plain, the Arava, the slopes, the desert, the Negev, the south. And the pasuk lists six nations, the Hachiti, Emuri, Kinani, Prizi, Hivi, and Yevusi. Now we'll list 31 kings in the upcoming Pesukim that Yehoshua conquered on the west of the Jordan. They were kings of cities or provinces, and we're not going to mention their borders and territories, right, as opposed to the kings we just mentioned before on the eastern side of the Jordan, whose kings had large territories. These were smaller cities, smaller territories, so we're not going to define their borders. Some of the kings of the cities mentioned, we had seen their battles already in previous Perakim in the Sefer. Other ones, we're going to be told here that Yehoshua beat them, even though we didn't actually see their battles earlier in the Sefer. I'll try to mention which kings and battles we saw and where as we're going through the Pesukim. Melech Yericho Echad, Melech Ha'aya Shemitzad Bet El Echad. The king of Yericho won. We saw this in Perek Vav, we saw this battle. The king of Ai, who is next to Bet El, won. We saw the battle of Ai in Perek Chet. Melech Yerushalayim Echad. Melech Hebron Echad. The king of Yerushalayim won, the king of Hebron won. Melech Yarmut Echad, Melech Lachish Echad, the king of Yarmut won, the king of Lachish won, Melech Eglon Echad, Melech Gezer Echad, the king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won. The first five kings we just mentioned, well, for after Yericho and Ai, so Yerushalayim, Hebron, Yarmut, Lachish, and Eglon. This was the five-king coalition that fought Gibeon, and Yehoshua wiped them out. The king of Gezer, remember they came to the coalition's aid, and Yehoshua wiped them out. Melech Devir Echad, Melech Geder Echad, the king of Devir won. This was mentioned in Perek Yud. The king of Geder Echad, Geder, we didn't actually see their battle take place earlier. The Pasuk is telling us over here that Yehoshua conquered their city as well. Melech Chorma Echad, Melech Arad Echad, the king of Chorma won, the king of Arad won. Chorma and Arad are in the Negev, and in the south. We actually saw in Bemidbar, Perekaf Aleph, the king of Arad kidnapped someone from Bnei Israel and took them captive. Moshe destroyed them and called the place Chorma. These two cities must have been rebuilt nearby to each other, and the Navi here is testifying that Yehoshua conquered them. Melech Livna Echad, Melech Adulam Echad, the king of Livna won, this was mentioned in Perek Yud, the king of Adulam won, we didn't see this actual battle. Melech Makeda Echad, Melech Bet El Echad, the king of Makeda won, the king that was mentioned in Perek Yud, the king of Bet El won. Bet El came to Ai's aid in Perek Chet. Then and there Yehoshua did not destroy them, as it was captured later on by leaders of Yosef, as we'll see. Up until now have been kings in the southernmost part of Israel. Now we're moving towards the conquest further north. Melech Tapuach Echad, Melech Hefer Echad, the king of Tapuach won. Tapuach is in the land of Ephraim, bordering Menashe, south of Shechem. We didn't see its battle before in the Navi. Melech, the king of Hefer won, we didn't see its battle either. Melech Afek Echad, Melech Lasharon Echad, the king of Afek won, we didn't see this. Melech Lasharon Echad, the king to the Sharon, meaning to the Sharon is probably a larger territory, not just the city, also won. We didn't see this battle either. Melech Madon Echad, Melech Hatzor Echad, the king of Madon won, the king of Hatzor won. Madon and Hatzor both were part of the northern coalition in Perek Yud Aleph that Yehoshua wiped out. Hatzor, if we remember, was the one city that Yehoshua burnt up north. Melech Shimron Meron Echad, Melech Achshaf Echad, the king of Shimron Meron. Both these places, Meron and Shimron. Shimron was part of the northern coalition, and Meron is most probably Memerom, where they gathered up to fight Israel. The king of Achshaf won. Achshaf was also part of the northern battle. Melech Ta'nach Echad, Melech Megiddo Echad, the king of Ta'nach. This is in, Ta'nach is in southern Emek Israel. We didn't see its battle. The king of Giddo, Megiddo won. Megiddo is an ancient Canaanite city, also in Emek Israel, whose battle we also didn't see. Melech Kedesh Echad, Melech Yokneam Lakarmel Echad, the king of Kedesh won. Kedesh, there are a couple places in Eretz Canaan that were called Kedesh. We're in the north over here now, so it's probably referring to Kedesh Naphtali, that's near Hatzor. The king of Yokneam Lakarmel won. Yokneam is in Zivulun's land, and he ruled over, again, a large territory in the Carmel. The king of Dor, to the districts of Dor, won. So he ruled over a few districts. Dor is on the Mediterranean coast all the way up north. It was an ancient Canaanite city. And king of Goyim, to the Gilgal, to the whole area of Gilgal, won. There are a few places in Eretz Canaan referred to as Gilgal. This one over here is in the north. Melech Tirsa Echad, Kol Melachim Shiloshim Ve'echad. The king of Tirsa won. Also his battle we did not see. All the kings, 31 in total. Right? There are a total of 31 kings that Yehoshua conquered. So to sum up this perek, we had a total of 31 kings. First we counted the southern kings until Pasuk Tet Zayin, and then we moved to the northern part of Israel and counted their kings. Out of the 31 kings, 17 of them were mentioned earlier. And the Navi counted an additional 14 whose battles the Navi did not elaborate on earlier. The battles that were mentioned by the Navi clearly portrayed divine providence over Israel with the recurring theme of everything being Me'et Hashem, right? Either by a miraculous battle in and of itself or Hashem promising to be with them in battle. Those were the ones that the Navi chose to mention as it has an everlasting message. Finally, I'd like to mention that our Mesorah has this written in the form of a song. Ariach al gabi ariach, ulvena al gabi levena. That's the structure that it's written down, brought down by a Mesorah. And could very well be that this was Bnei Yisrael's victory song after conquering the land. With this, we end off the segment of conquering the land, and we'll move on to see over the next several perakim the division of Eretz Yisrael.